Today we turn to Luke's Gospel to chapter 3, where the story of Jesus' baptism is recorded. At least Luke's version of this story. Today we do remember our own baptisms, and perhaps some of you, like me, were baptized very, very young. I was only 3 months old, so remember it? How could you possibly remember it? Well, let's explore that together. First, let us ask for help. Let us pray. Come again, O waters, and wash over us. And let the winds and waves crash round about us. And fill us with your well spring of life. That our overflowing cups may be shared with others. That we may see our faces reflected in pools of living waters. Amen. Luke chapter 3 at verse 15, Luke remembers this story. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And on to verse 21. "Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. Some of you may know that I was a chemistry major in college before I turned to religion as my major. I knew all along that I was going to seminary, but I just have always loved science. I was a chemistry major, and our scientists tell us that the water we experience now on Earth, the rains and the rivers and the oceans and the clouds and the waters that we drink and bathe in, are the same waters that existed long, long ago. From the very day when the world came to being, the same waters are still today. The same waters that washed up on the shores when God separated the seas. The same waters we drink from our fountains. The same waters that Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, calling those first disciples, are the same waters that float in that font that wash us clean. The same waters that baptized me 38 years ago are the same waters that I take a shower in today. Today we remember our baptism. But how can you possibly remember an event that happened to you when you were 3 months old? And yes, sometimes I am a little bit jealous of those of you that were baptized at an older age. You remember the waters washing over you, the words of the preacher. And yet, believe it or not, I do remember. I remember. I live out my baptism every day. And if I check behind my ears, I'll find that I'm still a little wet behind the ears. That same water that washed over my head as an infant washes over me every day. Here's that moment in preaching when I like to ask you the question. I want to remember together some water stories from the Scriptures. Some stories we remember from the Bible about water. New or Old Testament. What's a story you remember? Parting of the Jordan River. Well, it was parting of the Red Sea, wasn't it? Yeah, we did. I don't know that we parted the Jordan. Yeah, well, that's right. When the priests were going into the new land. That's right. So the parting of the waters. You remember that God makes a way when there seems to be no way. Michael's remembering when the priests, or when they're going on their way to take over the promised land. This is in the book of Joshua in the very early chapters. The priests step into the water and the waters pull back for the people of God to pass through. When there seems to be no way, God makes a way in the waters. Haven't you felt that in life too? Haven't you had that experience in your life when there seemed to be roadblock after roadblock, and then somehow some third way, some other way, some way that hadn't been seen before became available? Those same waters that parted to let the Israelites pass, those same troubled waters parted for your life. And you remembered, you lived out your baptism in that moment, walking when there was no way before. How about another water story from the Bible? Noah's flood. You remember the story? There's evil rampant on the earth, people doing whatever the heck they want, and God says it's not good. He's going to bring floodwaters on the earth and wash it all away, destroying everything in creation except for this boat full of animals and one family. The floodwaters come in our lives too, destroying and washing away, except that place where God has saved us. Where God builds the boat and carries us across the waters. When God provides, we remember, we live out our baptism in those times when God floats us through the flood and provides new life on the other side. How about another water story from the Bible? Ah, yes, a fishing story. There's always a good fishing story. Have you caught any fish? No, we haven't caught any fish. We have worked all night long, haven't caught any fish. Well, put out and cast your nets. And they do. And they have a catch. Isn't that like our lives? When we had thought it was one way and we have worked tirelessly to bring it about of our own abilities and our own powers, and we are skilled in that way. And then at that nth hour, when we're just flat worn out and there's nothing left to give, maybe it's a revelation. Maybe it's an aha. Maybe it's looking at something different. Maybe it's something that we didn't see before. And all of a sudden, it's a catch. We remember our baptism. We live out our baptism in those moments when Christ comes to us with new insights. How about one last water story? Jesus walks on the water. Jesus is walking on the water and the disciples are in the boat and they're terrified. And I think it's Peter, isn't it? It's always Peter. It's Peter who says, "Lord, if it's you, call to me." And this is the part of the story. Jesus says, "Well, come on, Peter, what you waiting for?" And Peter then does the part that amazes me. He steps out of the boat. Now, I don't know about you, but if it's a good boat, I'm staying in it. He didn't have a life preserver. Maybe he could swim. We don't know. But he steps out of the boat and he's walking on the water. Peter, not just Jesus, but now we got two guys walking on the water. And Peter is doing it until he notices the winds and the waves. And he starts to sink and he cries out, "Lord, save me." Of course, Jesus does, pulls him into the boat. And it's when they're safe in the boat that Jesus asked him that question, "Why did you doubt?" Now, there's two good sermons we can preach about that. Why did you doubt Jesus? That's one good sermon. Or the other one is, "Peter, why did you doubt yourself? You were doing it. I was making you do it. But you didn't believe in yourself or in me." I've had that time in life too, haven't you? When God called me to do something bold, and it seemed like the worst possible thing to do, there are waves crashing, the winds are blowing, and I take the risk, and I step out in faith. But then my fears get the best of me, and I start to drown. Was it a failure of faith in God? Perhaps. Was it a failure in faith in the abilities that God had given me? No doubt about it. I remember my baptism. We remember our baptism. We live it out again in those times when we sink, when we just don't believe in God or in ourselves or maybe both quite enough. Baptism, you see, isn't just a once upon a time thing that was done long, long ago in some font or some pool or some river. But baptism is an everyday, lived out, embodied reality. There are some days when baptism is a question that still needs to be asked. Do you trust? Do you trust Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? Sometimes we answer that question with a resounding yes. Yes, Lord, I trust you. But of course, there are those days when we wonder. Our baptism sometimes is a great strength. We remember that we are claimed as the children of God, washed in the waters, anointed by the Holy Spirit, sealed as Christ's own forever, and we stand up against temptation and we claim our baptism and we are bold. We remember our baptism. Sometimes for us, baptism is a great comfort. It's those times when I remember my dad floating in an inner tube in the swimming pool, at peace, not a care in the world, relaxed, buoyed on the very love of God. We know that we belong to God. no matter what. And we allow ourselves to let go and be held in the loving embrace of God in those everlasting arms. And then there are some times when our baptism is a challenge. When it is that same Holy Spirit that seals us, that unites us with Christ, that same wild, blowing Spirit that pushes us to take a step, a leap of faith. I'm reminded of what the eagle does for its babies to teach it how to fly. Sometimes it just pushes the baby out of the nest. I think perhaps the Holy Spirit is much like that parent, that eagle, that has to knock us out of the comfort zone and make us fly. Oh, sure, we fall and we flap helplessly for a while, but eventually we spread our wings and we catch the winds and we soar. We remember our baptism when it pushes us and challenges us to do things we never imagined possible. We're still wet, friends. The baptism waters are just the same yesterday as they are today. And the waters are washing all around us. Remember your baptism. Remember it. Live it out again. Live it out every day. To the glory of God. Amen.